The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about the 1 million tonnes of food waste that Ireland chucks out every single year. Amy Cross is with me. She's a cookbook author and the founder of the money-saving food website, The Cross Legacy, because she has suggestions as to how to reduce that food waste when it comes to fruit and veg. And if you are like me, you're chucking out a lot of rotten fruit and veg every single week. Amy, you're very, very welcome to the show, and thanks a million for joining us. So what are the kind of the criminal mistakes that people like me make every single week when it comes to fruit and veg?
Well, I didn't realize that the average family across the world throws out 60% of the food that they buy, because we have zero food waste here at our house.
What? Sorry, how did you didn't, you weren't born that way, Amy. How did you get to zero?
I kind of was born that way. I grew up on a farm, so we always thought harvest season to harvest season. But during the pandemic, all these moms on different groups on Facebook were like saying, oh, I can't buy produce because it goes bad so quick. And they weren't wanting to take their kids to the store, you know, when everybody was scared to go to the store during the pandemic. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I have blueberries that are in the fridge right now that are a month old. And they were like, I can't get mine to last for more than 4 days. And I realized that it was my washing method when I bring it home and wash them and store them in the refrigerator, that I had like a secret magic to save all produce items that they last longer, so we're not throwing them away.
Sorry, so it's just as simple as washing them, is it?
It's a washing procedure that we do. It's with a distilled white vinegar that's 5% here in the United States. I know in Australia it's 4.5%. I'm not sure what it is in Ireland, but for us, it's the 5% white distilled vinegar, which will kill off any mold spores, Listeria, E. coli, any other harmful pathogens that's on your produce. And you make sure that you set a timer and you only soak it for 2 minutes in the bowl of water, and then you air dry it, and then you put it in like a glass canning jar in the refrigerator, and strawberries will last for at least 3 weeks.
Okay, so you just I see it here, distilled vinegar, 5% in Ireland. So you rinse it off, you've got your timer, and then you don't leave it. It's not pickling in the vinegar, like that's all washed off and then into the glass jar. Is that it?
It dries on the counter until it's bone dry, and then you put it in the glass jars in the refrigerator. So, and then learning different things that I also teach, like produce buddies. So when you're storing items together that like each other, like lemons and avocados, if you store those together in the crisper drawer, those will stay fresh for an entire month.
Sorry, whoa. Amy, reverse. Lemons and avocados will stay good for a month.
Yes, they're produce buddies and they love to be stored next to each other.
Oh, because avocados, they're a curse. You get them and they're just rock hard. And then about 2 days later, I take it out and it's gone to mush.
Right. So that's like the thing that used to send us to the grocery store all of the time. And now that I know all of these tricks, we only go to the grocery store once every 3 weeks and we have fresh produce the whole entire time.
So you are at the stage now where you are never throwing out fruit and vegetables. You have a hack for each and everything that's in the shopping basket.
Yes. Yes. So I even have a book that's available on Amazon in Ireland. It's called I Bought It, Now What? That teaches you all these produce tricks.
I Bought It, Now What? Is the name of the book. The Cross Legacy is the website. Amy Cross, an absolute pleasure, Amy, and thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.